Sports on All News 106.9 and AM 740 KCBS. KCBS News Time is 8:21. It is estimated that sales of recreational marijuana in California could top $1 billion in 2018. Big boon for the industry that has seen a remarkable sea change over the last several years as the public opinion on the drug has shifted. The legalization could also have a big impact on medical marijuana, where now widely approved in states remains under a federal cloud of regulation and restrictions. To discuss this more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Sue Sisley, president of the Scottsdale Research Institute and principal investigator of a medical marijuana study on veterans with PTSD. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So how do you expect the introduction of consumer pot to affect the existing medical marijuana industry?
Well, what we worry about is that in other states that have experimented with this, we see that the medical marijuana market tends to get crowded out by the adult use market. So we hope that doesn't happen because the medical markets are so important. We've got, you know, literally millions of patients who need access to sort of high quality, kind of unique formulations of cannabis that often aren't available on the adult use or recreational market. So, the good news is that part of the requirement of California's regulated market is that they will require very rigorous lab testing. So that's already an essential part of any medical market anyway, is that patients have access to high-quality lab-tested cannabis. So, you know, the issue is in medical markets, there's many patients who can't get access to regulated markets because they don't meet a certain diagnosis or they don't have the money to pay for a medical card. And so the good news about an adult-use market is that all medical patients will have access now. So I think it works both ways.
Interesting about the access. I'm just interested. Medical marijuana study on veterans with PTSD. So this is being monitored at this point. Are you worried that now that there is more access that maybe some of these people will take too much?
Yes, that's always there's a ton of public health concerns. And of course, people having this sort of, you know, having cannabis so readily available that people could overuse it. The good news is that, you know, the chance of that is less likely because of the pricing. There's a high probability that the cost of this adult use cannabis is going to be really high, especially in the first couple years, because the regular supply chains that existed before the regulated market, that they won't, you know, be available to people in the regulated market. So prices will go up. All the taxes, I mean, they expect to have, I think in California, we're going to have a 45% tax. And that's going to cause a lot of people. First of all, it'll probably drive a lot of people back into the black market initially, and that's not ideal. But the chance of overusing is still going to be pretty small with the price being that high.
And then, just briefly, in your study, what have you found with veterans with PTSD and the efficacy of medical marijuana?
Well, the study is about halfway through, so we're halfway through a 3-year controlled trial, and it's a triple blind study, so we don't have access to the data yet. But I can tell you that in general, you know, we have a mountain of anecdotal evidence and observational studies that suggest that cannabis could be a reasonable treatment option for patients with PTSD. But that's why this study is so essential. The one we're doing, this is the first and only controlled trial in the world looking at cannabis as a treatment for PTSD. So we're hoping, you know, in another year we'll have publishable data that we can share. But I think you're seeing, you know, we have over 24 states now that have added PTSD as a qualifying condition for using medical cannabis. So you can see that the data that's already been published is very compelling, and elected officials are starting to respond to that. So that's good.
Thank you so much for your insight. We've been joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Sue Sisley, president of the Scottsdale Research Institute and principal investigator of a medical marijuana study on veterans with PTSD.